Well, we are talking about money this morning, and we are talking about Christmas, and the two things, unfortunately, sometimes one makes the other one a little bit more difficult for celebrating. We're asking you how you feel about your debt situation, money this morning, getting some interesting comments. One woman writing in to say, my mortgage went up $1,200 per month this month as I renewed as a single mom and business owner. I had to borrow from the equity in my home to pay the new mortgage payments. It's shocking to see how many need to do this now. Things are extremely stressful right now. A lot of you saying you're feeling stressed about money this morning. It means obviously more relying on, for a lot of people, on some of the charities out there that do good work this time of year. And one of those, of course, that we are very closely involved with is Toy Mountain, helping to build a higher toy mountain than ever before. The Salvation Army providing toys to some 25,000 children. You can donate all kinds of ways to Toy Mountain. You can make an online donation. But of course, the idea is that you donate a new unwrapped toy at one of the many, many drop-off locations around the area to make sure that Christmas is special for all of the kids out there. We have some amazing companies that sponsor this and come back year after year and make monetary donations. And we love that. Stephen Crichton is here, Executive Vice President at Diamond. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Patricia. Great to be with you this morning.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And you guys do help out in a couple of ways, including, I understand, there's a $10,000 check on the way to Toy Mountain from you.
There sure is, Patricia. And, you know, Diamond is very proud to again be part of this year's Toy Mountain campaign. You know, not only have we given our cash contribution, as I've mentioned and you've mentioned, but we also have all of our facilities as drop-off locations. So we make it very convenient for people to drop off an unwrapped toy.
So remind people, while we have you here on the air, where are those Diamond facilities where they can drop off?
Well, we're all over the city. We have 11 locations right from Canada to Orleans. We're usually very visible. People have probably seen our facilities in their local community. You can just drop by and drop everything off. It's really simple, actually, because all of our locations are easy to find. And the great part is that they're usually located very close to retail stores. So if you're thinking about this and you're driving around, you can just drop by a neighboring store like Canadian Tire or Walmart and then drive right over to Diamond and drop it off. It's really that simple. And, you know, I wanted to also highlight that there's a particular need, Patricia, for toys for boys and girls between the ages of 12 or 8 and 12. So if you're out and about looking for a toy, maybe just keep that in mind. But, you know, it's an incredible event, Toy Mountain, and we're so proud to be part of it. The organizers and volunteers should really be congratulated for doing such an incredible job. You know, the holiday season is a very joyous time, and every child in our community deserves to be joyous, to be happy, and obviously to receive a Christmas gift. You know, and there's nothing more uplifting, really, than seeing the joy in a child's face as they open up a gift at Christmas. It truly is magical. And as you said at the outset, you know, when things are a little bit tough, you know, there are lots of people in our community in need, and we all need to step up. And Diamond's there to receive the gifts and again, help to contribute to a joyous Christmas for many children.
Absolutely. I love that. And I love that you point out that the older kids are the ones where we're really needing some donations to support them. I think people have fun buying those the baby toys and the pretty colors, the toddler stuff. And a lot of people don't know in this high-tech age exactly what 8 to 12-year-olds would be interested in. So, you know, ask a friend who has a kid that age, what are they asking for this year, and get some ideas because, yeah, absolutely. We want to make sure that Christmas is special for all of the kids out there in our community. The Diamond locations, you mentioned 11 locations across the city. What hours can you make the drop off? Is that within sort of regular business hours?
Well, actually, we've got extended hours, Patricia. That's a great question. Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. at night. So there's a good window of opportunity there. And then on Saturday and Sunday, also from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So lots of great, open times to deliver. And our staff is ready to accept everything very, very conveniently. So we're there to help.
Are you guys doing the special Christmas look this year? Sometimes you have the windows going?
We sure are. All of our facilities are colored in green and red, and we really enjoy Christmas as a company. We do lots of things to support the community, but yes, we'll be all decorated and colored up.
I love to do this to you guys every year, but when you're involved in this, you can't help but have a little bit of the nostalgia. When you're thinking about making Christmas morning what it is for some of the kids out there, you look back at your own kind of favorite Christmas morning, Christmas Eve, a favorite gift or a favorite tradition. What stands out for you about your Christmas past?
Well, as the people around me know, Christmas Eve is my favorite day of the year. Just that whole anticipation, all the work and everything you put together to be prepared for Christmas. And then, you know, waking up Christmas morning and seeing sort of the fruits of your labor and having the tree nicely decorated and everything set up. It's really, I find, a very calming time and a very joyous time. So again, you know, I was very fortunate growing up to be able to celebrate that, but we need to make sure that those that are less fortunate in our community can have something very similar to that this Christmas.
Absolutely beautiful. Love it. I hope it is an excellent Christmas for you and your family this year and for all of the families out there. And thank you so much for everything that the Diamond does to support Toy Mountain year after year.
Thank you, Patricia. And you have a nice holiday season as well.
Thank you. Stephen Crichton is Executive Vice President at Diamond Storage. And again, they have 11 locations where you can drop off a new unwrapped toy for a child in our community. We are all age groups, but we are stressing that those 8 to 12 is where we're seeing the fewer donations. So if you're able to support them, that's absolutely wonderful. And Diamond also giving a $10,000 donation to Toy Mountain this year. We appreciate that.